This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. New Zealand recovery teams returned to the volcanic White Island on Sunday, but were unable to locate two remaining bodies in their search. More from VOA's Phil Mercer.
The official number of dead from Monday's disaster stands at 15. Police and Navy divers have failed to find a body that was seen in the sea off New Zealand's White Island the day after the eruption. Another victim is thought to be near the crater. Six bodies were retrieved Friday by soldiers who were flown in despite the risk of another eruption. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says retrieving the bodies of all of the victims is a priority.
We know that reunification won't ease that sense of loss or grief, because I don't think anything can. But we felt an enormous duty of care as New Zealanders to make sure that we brought their family members back.
Police have officially named the first victim of the volcanic eruption. Crystal Eve Browett, a 21-year-old Australian, was on holiday with her family. Phil Mercer, Sydney, VOA News.
China has suspended the planned additional tariffs on some U.S. goods that were meant to be implemented on December 15th. The state's council's Customs Tariff Commission said this on Sunday after the two countries agreed to a Phase 1 trade deal on Friday. The statement was issued on the websites of government departments, including China's finance ministry, as well as by state media outlets. China hopes, on the basis of equality and mutual respect, to work with the United States to properly resolve each other's core concerns and promote the stable development of U.S.-China economic and trade relations, according to a statement. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexico is balking at additions Congress wants to make to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
The issue is the addition of up to five U.S. labor attachés in Mexico to monitor implementation of labor reforms. The foreign ministry says that was not part of the agreement Mexico signed, and it doesn't want foreign inspectors on its soil because of sovereignty concerns. The agreement does provide for three-person panels to resolve disputes on labor and other areas. Each country would pick one of the members, and a third person would be agreed to by both countries. Mexico's chief trade negotiator says he sent a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, saying the House measure displays a regrettable mistrust in the treaty, which was negotiated in the spirit of good faith. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Activists dumped horse manure and staged a mock hanging outside the venue of a U.N. climate summit in Madrid Saturday, airing their frustration at the failure of world leaders to make meaningful action against global warming. Jillian Kitchener reports.
Delegates at a U.N. climate summit in Madrid went into overtime Saturday, disputing outstanding issues from the 2015 Paris Accord, an agreement struck to curb global greenhouse emissions. Carlina Schmidt, Chile's environment minister and summit president, gave a late-night update on the talks, which have yet to be concluded.
I hope that all the hard work that we have been doing during these two whole weeks is worth it only if we have an ambitious result.
Earlier in the day, activists dumped horse manure on the street, airing their frustration at what they say is the failure of world leaders to take meaningful action against global warming.
That's Jillian Kitchener reporting. Clashes sparked between police and demonstrators on streets of Beirut Saturday night after the main base of Lebanon's anti-government protest was attacked for the second time in a week. Hundreds of protesters, including women, had gathered outside the parliament before several people attacked the rally, prompting security forces to fire tear gas to push them back. In addition, the clashes then spread to streets surrounding the camp, engulfing the area with smoke from the tear gas. Earlier, police fired tear gas to chase away a group of men thought to be affiliated with the Shiite Damal and Hezbollah, who attacked the main base of the anti-government protesters in downtown Beirut. In a court in Khartoum, sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir Saturday to 2 years of detention in a correctional facility after convicting him of corruption and money laundering. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.